Verse 12 tells us that they, in other consequences, they unsettled the believers, wherever they may be. Notice that he says the Judaizers were, and the word here is disturbing. The verb means to unsettle or drive someone from his house. Now think about this. In a sense, when the Judaizers are insisting that they must observe the law, that they must be circumcised and whatever else in order to be justified, when you think of that definition of the word disturbing, unsettle, or to drive someone from his house, in a sense, the heretics, the false teachers, were evicting the Galatians from the house of grace built upon the rock foundation of Christ, and were trying to move them into the house of self-righteous works. An interesting passage came to mind when I was looking at verse 12, and that was Matthew 7. And I'll read this to you. Listen to what Matthew 7, 24 and forward says. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and pounded that house. Yet it didn't collapse because its foundation was the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell and the rivers rose and the winds blew and pounded the house and it collapsed, and its collapse was great. Paul is saying here, these Judaizers are evicting you from the house of grace and are placing you in a house that is built on sand, and it will collapse, and its collapse will be great. Paul's words calling for legalists. I mean, look at the words he uses. In your translation may use the word mutilated. In mine it says, get themselves castrated. I mean, clearly that was not to be fulfilled literally. Rather, they were meant to stir the Galatians to cut off relations with the legalists.